It's time for Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.
Well, I suppose this week's quite a cool week to talk about, actually, because it's been quite a busy one. You know, we're trying to help New Zealand business build homes and manufacturers build homes as quickly as possible. So just on Monday and yesterday, I visited a couple of sites where they're making portable, transportable homes that actually can be broken down and taken away, almost like Lego pieces.
Right.
And yet inside the home, you know, it's still really warm and dry and sound and safe and, you know, just amazing technologies that just looking at the moment, and hopefully with the Provincial Growth Fund, able to accelerate these businesses and help them get started so that we can take homes like these out into cities and even the rural areas where we still have people almost living in shacks, you know, holes in the walls kind of thing. Some of our kaumātua who are struggling. If we can do things like this, it's really exciting. Mm. And then at the other end of the scale, I went and visited a company that actually has been, everyone thinks it's a new technology, but they've been doing this for 60 years, this kind of glue laminate wood processing thing where you can take wood and make it almost as hard as steel. So you can make really, really big structures out of wood. And so just visited a site actually in Rotorua, my hometown, and just looking at what they're already doing and having a conversation about, well, how do we make that bigger and better, and how do we use, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we've got something called the Wood First Policy, which the New Zealand government has adopted. And that's about
in regards to building.
Well, trying to use New Zealand timber and New Zealand manufacturing processes first in building, you know, big building projects or even New Zealand homes. So, you know, it's just those two events were really exciting.
Could we actually just touch back on both of those, because you're right in terms of building things differently in terms of the houses. That's really interesting, because we do need to be looking at alternative ways, don't we? Because we've figured out that houses take a long time to build, they take a lot of money to build and a lot of different resources. If we can do things differently, will this speed up the process in terms of getting people into houses?
Yes, so the particular example, look, don't get me wrong, the traditional way of building homes will carry on for quite a long time. I think what we're seeing already in New Zealand is the fact that a lot of what we're doing is geared up to that way of building, and that's how we do stuff. But actually, there are people in New Zealand, thankfully, who are at the cutting edge of what they're doing in maybe like the Scandinavian parts of the world, who can see that actually we do need those alternatives where we can build a home in a warehouse, for example, and either literally put it on a truck as a finished home and take it to a site, which makes it safer to build, faster to build. You know, health and safety is much easier. You don't get rained on, so you don't have the tools down for the day kind of thing. So all these little things add up. And then the next one I was looking at, just out of Tauranga, was literally that kit set, kind of Lego Meccano type thing where you click parts into place. And they were talking about literally two people being able to construct a home, this particular home, from scratch without, you know, being a certified builder kind of thing, because the electricity's built in, the wiring's built in, the plumbing's built in, and you're just literally plucking things together. So it's pretty exciting, and the cost of that per square metre was really low, but, you know, they've already built the insulation into the walls and things like that. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting at the moment. Lots of opportunities to explore.
It sounds brilliant. And
yeah,
I'm also intrigued, I guess, because do you think that we also need, in terms of the way that we approach housing and living, do you think that there should be a change in the housing typology, or at least a more complex or more diverse kind of range of options where we do look at smaller, more compact living?
Look, I'm a really big guy. I'm over 6'3" and that kind of thing. And I personally don't like the idea of, you know, these tiny homes kind of thing. I mean, it's this new way of thinking around the world. And, yeah, people can pay for a home in one go and get on with the rest of their life. If you're into that, all power to you. But I think, you know, I think we've seen over the last maybe even only 10 years apartment living in New Zealand becoming more and more mainstream and acceptable. So I think the psychology of New Zealanders change over time. We don't all need the, you know, quarter acre section with the big house. And to be fair, New Zealand houses aren't the biggest compared to the rest of the world. They're on average reasonably small, but yeah, we don't need to be building a lot of McMansions everywhere, I suppose.
Right. They're pretty cold and damp, though, and that sort of more compact living, and like with the houses you're talking about.
Well, look, I'm not sure about the regulations, but recently before I was a politician, so not that recently, I added on to my home, and the requirements for insulation, double glazing, literally the breathing of the home, the requirements are quite sound. So anything being built now has to meet those standards. So, it's no one's building kind of cold, damp homes now, but we certainly need to do more work along insulating some of our older homes, which, for example, I was down in Christchurch with Minister Woods probably halfway through the year, where we relaunched the warm, healthy homes and the insulation packages, so that people could get assistance in insulating their homes. So, you know, there's all these things. We don't have the silver bullet kind of thing where we can fix it straight away, and that's the reality of it, and it's really complex, and I think there's no one solution. I think we are definitely moving in the right direction, and I don't mean the government, I mean industry and builders and technology, you know. It's certainly an exciting space to be in.
Alright, well, what is it that you guys do while you're on recess?
That's a good question, because people think, they hear recess and they think it's a break. So I think I've been at home last weekend, and then I worked in my Rotorua office all day Monday, and as I said, did a couple of site visits. And now I'm in Auckland at the Japanese New Zealand Business Council, speaking to that group. I spoke to them last night, and I'll speak to them about renewable energy and hydrogen in particular this afternoon, along with our Billion Trees program. And that's kind of what you do. You move around the country, you try and work in your electorates. It's certainly not a holiday. It just means working just as hard, just not down in Wellington in Parliament.
Don't know if you are aware of this, but your electorate, well, the Rotorua Lakes Council anyway, is up for an award at the Māori Language Awards this year.
Oh, for the...
In the category of government for the Ngātohu Māori, the Te Tauira Whiri Awards.
And I assume that's about bilingual Rotorua.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's cool. Even my signage on the street's got the Māori wording on it. So, yeah, no, it's cool. It seems to be well-supported locally, so it's quite neat.
That was Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.